Northern Kentucky University's men's basketball team took to the court for practice earlier this week. As WEKU's Sherry Lawson reports, that team was preparing for their first ever trip to the NCAA tournament known as the Big Dance.
Go, run it, run it. Go quickly, quickly.
What they've accomplished is rare. Only six other teams have ever qualified for the NCAA Division I men's tournament in their first year of eligibility. And they're scheduled to play none other than the University of Kentucky Wildcats. NKU's Drew McDonald leads his team in scoring and rebounding. He's looking forward to the matchup.
I personally wanted a big school. I wanted a big team. I mean, we knew going in we weren't going to be that highly seeded. So we wanted to be a big team and give ourselves a great opportunity in the tournament to play the best and put our name in a record book somewhere. I mean, remember it being known like the Lehigh Duke upset or the Middle Tennessee Michigan State. We just want that opportunity, and to get it, it's a great feeling.
The team known as the Norse earned the number 15 seed in the southern region of the NCAA Division I championship. Kentucky is number 2 seed. The Wildcats have made 55 appearances in the tournament, 17 times to the Final Four, and they've clinched the championship 8 times. NKU coach John Brannon says one of the things Wildcats coach Calipari does a great job at is putting guys in positions to be successful.
Naturally, when you play Kentucky, it's a tough matchup. I don't care what seed you are, okay, because of the talent level that they bring to the table. I like to think we're a tough matchup at times, too.
Growing up in Lexington, Paula Jones says you follow the University of Kentucky sports from the time you're very small. The 50-year-old works in an office park across from the University of Kentucky and is a diehard Wildcats fan.
During March Madness is really one of the most favorite times for a University of Kentucky basketball fan. We love the tournaments. We love cheering on our Wildcats.
Jones admits if NKU was playing any other team except UK, she'd be rooting for them.
A lot of Kentucky fans are excited for them because it's a great stage to be on, and especially playing Kentucky. And I know that they'll get respect from us Kentucky fans, too.
The game takes place tonight in Indianapolis. The matchup's inspired a lot of people. In fact, Cincinnati restaurant owner Jeff Ruby has pledged to buy every NKU undergrad a steak dinner if the Norse upset the Wildcats. In a similar fashion, the Bluegrass Hospitality Group is offering UK students and faculty a free steak dinner should the Wildcats win the NCAA title this year. No doubt, this trip to the Big Dance for these Kentucky teams has generated a lot of excitement and media attention, especially for NKU. The 450 tickets they had are gone. Drew McDonald says the community support has given the team confidence and motivation. And even though he grew up in a family of UK fans, what he and his team know they have to do now is a slam dunk.
We're just going to do us. We're going to play our game. We're going to be the tough team. We're going to play hard. We're going to execute our offense, play tough, gritty defense, rebound the basketball, and we're going to put ourselves in the best chance we can to win.
For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.